Well, an announcement made earlier this month, we'll say, that is opening new Planned Parenthood clinics in Missouri. Your reaction to that, Senator?
Well, obviously, I'm very disappointed to hear that. Some of the issues that we had tried to address in the special session were specifically aimed at avoiding this type of outcome. And unfortunately, I, along with a large majority of my constituents, are going to be very sad to see that there's going to be more of these clinics that are offering abortion services opening in Missouri. I could tell you from my perspective, we're going to pursue every legislative option we have to stop the spread of these clinics that are murdering unborn kids. And I think that when this issue gets portrayed as a women's health issue, I just don't see it that way. I've made it very clear that I'm a strong pro-life legislator. And I think that this is also the result of some judicial decisions that have paved the way for the opening of these additional clinics. And I think it renews and reinforces the idea that we need to take a look at the Missouri court plan and how we're selecting our judges. Because to have judges get so actively involved in trying to create law, I think is in violation of our Constitution. So we're going to be looking at that very closely in these coming months. And whatever we find that we can do, I'm going to take action on that.
Over the last, not this regular legislative session, but the last 2 years before that, there was a major move to get funding taken out of the state budget for Planned Parenthood, which I believe remains intact for the current fiscal year. Is that something that needs to be readdressed, or is this a question of the federal funding for Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think it's a question of both. I don't think the taxpayer money should be going to fund abortion services. All the money is going to the same bank account with these companies, and I think that having taxpayer monies, many of those taxpayers don't agree with the institution of abortion and see that as an attack against life. They shouldn't be having their tax dollars going towards these services. So whether it's at the state level or the federal level, I'm against it, and whatever we can do to prevent money from going to Planned Parenthood, I'm going to pursue that.
Today, as we record this on Wednesday, the legislature back for the veto session for this particular General Assembly. Your reaction to the time spent on the floor today?
Well, obviously the big news item was our censure of Senator Marie Chappelle Dahl in the 14th Senate District. That's one of my colleagues. I supported the censure motion. I voted for it. I also was supportive and put my name on a motion that would call for her expulsion. I know that what she said on her digital media page, which has been covered over and over in the media already, so we don't have to dive into that here, was sad in the sense that my message to folks that are feeling a lot of frustration, whether it's politics or anything in there else in life, don't let the actions of another person decide who you're going to become. So if you're upset about whether it's the events in Charlottesville, whether it's events in politics, don't let those frustrations bleed over into how you conduct yourself. Don't let it determine who you're going to be. And I think, unfortunately, in this case, we saw that our colleague, Senator Chappelle Dahl, let frustrations about other things determine who she was going to be and guide the comments that she made. And they were absolutely unacceptable. Calling for the assassination or the murder of anybody is not something that we're going to tolerate in the Missouri Senate. So I was supportive both of the censure and of the expulsion motion. There didn't appear to be the votes necessary to move forward with an expulsion motion. So we took what action we could today, which is the censure, and we'll be having further discussions about this when we return in January.
Speaking of January, just 4 months before the start of the next regular session, what's in store for you between now and then?
Well, my focus is going to be on economic principles this coming session, and I'm actually putting together right now a tax reform package that's going to be a broad tax reform package. It'll look at everything from our tax credit programs to the individual income tax rate to some of the loopholes that some of the taxpayers take. The idea is we want to make the tax code here in Missouri more simple and lower for everybody. So we want to reduce the burden that Missourians have to pay so that we can do a better job competing with states like Texas, states like Tennessee, states like Florida that don't have a 6% penalty just for doing business here in Missouri in the form of an income tax. So I'm excited. I think that's a great message, especially as we go into an election year. Voters are going to be asking themselves, what have we been doing with power that they've given us? And we've tried to take that power and transform that into an economic agenda. We accomplished a lot on the labor reform and the tort reform front. I'm hoping the tax reform is front and center as we go into next year.